Hi, my name is Chris Dias, and I'm a program manager on the Visual Studio Code team. In this video, I'm going to show you how code can integrate with and enhance your existing toolchain, making you more productive building web and cloud-based applications. I'm going to start with a quick overview of the key features found in Visual Studio Code. I'll show you how code can make you more productive when building Node, JavaScript, and TypeScript-based applications, as well as ASP.NET V5 web applications that can run on Windows, Linux, and on the Mac. I'll wrap up with a list of key resources that will help you get started building web and cloud-based applications on any platform using Microsoft tools and services. Let's get started. Visual Studio Code provides developers with a new choice in tooling, one that combines the simplicity and streamlined experience of a code editor with the best of what developers need for their core code edit and debug cycle. It's the first code editor and the first cross-platform development tool in the Visual Studio family, running natively on Windows, OS X, and Linux. At its heart, Visual Studio Code features a powerful and fast code editor, great for day-to-day use, including code navigation, customizable key bindings, syntax highlighting, bracket matching, auto indentation snippets, and built-in support for dozens of languages. For serious coding, developers often need to work with code as more than just text. Visual Studio Code includes support for always-on IntelliSense code completion, richer semantic code understanding and navigation, and code refactoring. Code includes enriched support for ASP.NET 5 development with C#, and Node development with TypeScript and JavaScript, powered by the same underlying technologies that drive Visual Studio. Code integrates with your existing tools. You can invoke builds, run your tests, and execute just about any command line script from within the tool. Errors and warnings are a single click away, making your everyday workflow even faster. For source code control, Code understands Git and delivers great Git workflows and source diffs integrated within the editor. Of course, developers don't spend all their time just writing code. They go back and forth between coding and debugging. Now, debugging is one of the most popular features in Visual Studio, and often the one feature from an IDE that developers want in a leaner coding experience. Visual Studio Code includes a streamlined, integrated debugging experience with support for Node debugging in the preview, .NET debugging when targeting Mono on OS X and Linux, and more to come later. Code uses a tool service architecture that enables it to use many of the same technologies that power Visual Studio, including Roslyn for .NET, TypeScript, the Visual Studio Debugging Engine, and more. In future previews, as we continue to evolve and refine this architecture, Visual Studio Code will include a public extensibility model that lets developers build and use plugins and richly customize their edit, build, and debug experience. Now, enough talk. Let's get into the demos. We'll start by building a Node and JavaScript application that uses the Express, Jade, and Less frameworks. Then we'll quickly scaffold a new ASP.NET V5 application and see how we're bringing Visual Studio's world-class C# development experience cross-platform. All right, we're going to start up by scaffolding out a new Express application. So we'll say Express, my Express app. That'll create the folder and files. We can go into my Express app, run npm install, which will download all the dependencies necessary to run this particular application. Once that's done, we can start up code on this folder. So out of the box, we have a great experience for writing JavaScript code. I can press Control Space, and I have access to all the objects available in my application. So I can say console. When I press dot, I get IntelliSense on the console class. If I say log, I can get IntelliSense even for the parameters for this particular method. So I can say in app.js. Now we use the TypeScript language service, the TypeScript compiler as the language service for writing JavaScript code. This means we get much better IntelliSense or understanding of the types of objects that you're programming against. So I can say var message equals hello, and we understand that this is a string. In fact, if I change this over to a number and we press dot after message again, you can see we understand that it is a number right out of the box. So let's go change this back, and we'll say in app.js, and we will change our call to console.log to pass in the message. And once we've done that, another thing that we understand is the fact that this is actually a symbol. So if I right-click on message, I can actually do a rename symbol, and we will rename it across the file, so we can say my message. And now you can see that we've renamed it in both places. So we started to also integrate support for ES6 into VS Code. I can create a new JavaScript config file. And what this is going to do is tell VS Code what type of workspace that you're programming against. Now, this is a JSON file. And VS Code has built-in support for a number of different JSON schemas. So you get a great IntelliSense experience for writing these files. So I can say, hey, the compiler options I want to set, we're going to say the target is ES6. And the module system I'm going to use is CommonJS. And once I've created that, now I can start to use ES6 features. So we'll go create a new module. We'll call it utils.js. And we will say const py equals 3.14. We'll say export function area. And once that's been defined, I can go back over to app.js and I can start to consume this in my application in any file that I'm in. So I can say import star as utils from utils. And once I do that, I can say something like console.log and then call the methods in utils. So I can say utils.area 5 or 55. Okay. Now, this is great for JavaScript and ES6, but I'm in a node program, so I want to start to program against node modules that I'm bringing in. So one of them is Express. And you can see when I type in Express dot, I don't get any IntelliSense. That's because we don't understand what the Express object is. But what Visual Studio Code understands are TypeScript definition files. Like I said, we use a TypeScript compiler as a language service. And so all we need to do is bring in some definition files for Express. So I can use a tool called TypeScript Definition, or TSD, and we can go query a repository that's out on GitHub that has definition files for a number of popular frameworks. We'll bring in the Node and Express DTS files, and we'll say install these. And what's going to happen is it's going to go out to GitHub. It's going to pull down a couple of files. You can see I have a new folder in here, Express and Node, and there are my DTS files. And once I've done that, I can then start to take advantage of them. So if I type in Express, and we can understand exactly what is in the Express framework. And of course, I can use the new ES6 syntax as well. So I can say import create server from the HTTP module. Once I do that, I create server and I press dot, and I get great IntelliSense across that. Okay, so that's a quick overview of our JavaScript IntelliSense experience. You're creating a web app. You're not just creating JavaScript. You're also creating HTML and CSS and things like that. And of course, VS Code has great experiences for that as well. So let's go into the public folder. We're going to create a new file called hello.html. And here's a blank HTML file. We have built-in support for Emmet. So I can just press exclamation point tab, and we'll scaffold out an HTML document for you. We'll say Visual Studio Code. I press enter, and I'm inserted right into the body of the HTML. I can do things like div owner list with three list items. Press tab, and we'll scaffold all of that for you. Undo that, and what we're actually going to do is put in a little script block here. Oops. Script. Did I spell it correctly? And once we're in a script block, we can actually write our JavaScript inside our HTML, and we have a great IntelliSense experience there as well. So as we saw before, we say var message equals hello, and we understand that this is, in fact, a string embedded in our HTML. So that's our HTML experience. This application uses CSS, and by default, from when we scaffolded it, you can see right away that we've got great coloring. Colors are actually shown inline. I can come in here and say something like, you know, the color is actually blue, and we show you an IntelliSense list of all the colors. But I actually like to program in less. So I'm going to come in here and rename this file to be style.less. And once I do that, I can then start to take advantage of less features. For example, I can create a new variable. We'll call it my favorite color, and we'll say it is blue. And again, once I type that in, it shows me the color inline. I come down here to color and say, well, actually, I want to use the my favorite color variable. And we understand it across the context of the entire file. So in fact, I can right click on my favorite color, say change all references or change all occurrences, and we'll change that to, you know, my color. And it changes across the entire file. Now, I have to compile this less file into CSS in order to be able to use it. And to do that, what I want to do is actually use an external framework, an external tool called Gulp. And I don't have that installed yet for this app, so let's go and do that right now. So we'll say npm install gulp, and we'll install the gulp less task. And while that's being pulled down, I'm gonna go over here back into VS Code. I'll create my gulp file. And of course I need a reference to gulp, so I'll say var gulp equals require gulp. And I can start programming against it, but as you notice, I don't have any IntelliSense. That's because I don't have a TypeScript definition file for gulp. But as we saw before, what we can do is go back to TSD and say, go grab me the gulp TSD file and DTS file and install it. And once that comes down, you can see it's added to our typings folder, and then I can start to program against gulp. All right, now you don't want to watch me create an entire gulp file here. Let's go to the web and grab some simple code for gulp less. And we'll bring this up. Gulp less. And here's the code we want. So we'll just grab that and paste it back over into VS Code. And all we have to do is change up the paths here to match our application. So public and public. All right, now once that's done, I can run this task from within the tool. I haven't had to do anything. Visual Studio Code understands that there's a gulp file. So if I bring up the command palette, which is command P, I can press or type in task, press space, and we'll interrogate the fact that there's a gulp file there. We'll show you the task that is understood, which is less. We'll run that. You can see the output of our run was successful, and you can see that style.css was created as a partner to our less file. All right, and now if I change this to green and I compile it again by bringing up the command palette, typing in task less, you'll be able to see that now we change it to green. But it's kind of a pain to have to go to the command palette and type it in every time. I'd like to actually make this a first class build task in my workspace. So what I'm going to do is bring up the command palette again, and I'll configure my task runner. And what this is going to do is create a new JSON file in my workspace that says, hey, we're going to run the gulp task. And for a particular task, I can make some modifications to it. And so we'll say that the task name that we want to work with here is less, which we wrote before. We're going to say that this is, in fact, our build command. And we're going to say that we never want to see the output, because we know that our code is always going to work. So once that's done, once it's hooked up to the build command, I can actually just say command shift B and we'll build automatically. So let's bring up our less file again. I can command click on our CSS file to bring it up on the right hand side. And we'll change our color back to blue. We'll press shift command B. And we will see that our output, our task ran, and now we have our CSS file generated. Okay, so that's kind of in a nutshell how you can use VS Code to quickly create an Express application. Now, the next thing I want to do is check this application into source code control. So I'm going to start by creating a new gitignore file. And I'm going to say, hey, ignore all the node modules, or ignore the node modules folder. And we have a viewlet over here on the left-hand side. It's called Git, the Git viewlet. And since we don't have a repository backing this yet, I can press initialize Git repository. And there's all our files. Nothing that's in the node modules folder will be picked up. And I can say this is my initial commit. Press command enter, and that'll commit it locally. Now, once we've got this folder backed by a Git repository, we can surface changes or changes to your files in the UI. So I'm going to open up one of the JADE files, which is the index.jade file, and we'll say, welcome to Visual Studio Code. And once I do that, we've got a feature called autosave, and this file is automatically saved to disk after some period of idle. And if you don't like that behavior, you can turn autosave off, but when we're building web applications, it's nice to have that turned on. You can get a quick refresh cycle. But you see we have a blue badge over on our Git viewlet that says there's one change, and there's the index.jade file that we just changed, and you can see the diffs between the file in the repository and the changes that we just made. So I like these changes, and I'm going to commit them. So we'll say update UI, we'll commit that. And once that's done, now we want to run our application and test it. To do that, I can click on this debug icon, and I can configure how this application should run. Now, what we'll initially do when you click on the gear icon is we'll create this launch.json file, which tells Visual Studio Code how to run the application. It says that we're going to run the www file that's found in the bin folder, and we actually pull that out of package.json. You can specify arguments, command line, arguments, runtime environment variables, things like that. But we're good to go here. So all I have to do now is go set a breakpoint in my startup file, and let's put a breakpoint here in the code that we wrote, and I'll press F5. And what's going to happen is we will break on that line of code that I set up, and we actually started up a new instance of the server that you can see over here, and we broke on our line of code. And right now, once we're broken, we can do things that you expect in the debugger. If I hover over my message, it's not defined yet because we haven't declared it. I can actually create a watch, say my message. See, it's undefined. I can use this toolbar here to step over, and once we step over, we can see the value that's in my message. And I can press step into, things step out, things like that. And so we'll run the application. Now it's in run mode, waiting for a request, but I do want to break on one of the routes. So even while the application is running, I can come back into VS Code, set a breakpoint, and now when I go to the browser and I go to localhost 3000, you can see that we break over here in Visual Studio Code on the line of code that gets hit when that route is hit. And of course, we continue our stepping experience. We'll press F5, we'll go back over to the browser, and we should see the results of our application. Oh, I hit the breakpoint again. Let's clear that breakpoint and press F5 again. There we go. Express, welcome to Visual Studio Code. So that's creating an Express application in a nutshell with Visual Studio Code. Now what I want to do is change focus and build an ASP.NET application. So let's close this out quickly. And like we did before with scaffolding an Express application, we're going to scaffold out an ASP.NET application, but using the Yeoman generator. So I can say yo ASP.NET. And what that'll do is a similar thing. It's going to go scaffold that application. We'll choose a web application. We'll take the default name, web application. The folder's created. We can go into it. We'll run dnu restore, which is similar to npm install that we saw before. Once we do that, it's going to go pull down, again, all the dependencies necessary in order to run this application, in this case from NuGet. So once that's done, I can bring up code on this particular folder. And when I go into my startup CS file, which is the first file that gets run in ASP.NET V5 applications, you can start to see that we understand the references to different methods inside the class. If I come in here and I type in console, I get rich IntelliSense experience against C# and managed code. We support camel case search through IntelliSense. So I can say console.writeline in startup. You can see as I up and down arrow, I can see all the different overloads for that particular method. So a great IntelliSense experience out of the box without having to do anything, open up a project or anything like that. I can even make calls across files. So if I come in here and say models dot, I can see all the different models in this application. If I create a new model, we'll call it usermodel.cs, and we'll quickly scaffold this out. We'll say namespace web application.models, and we'll create a new class called public class user. And we'll just add a couple fields. Again, I'll use a snippet for this. Properties, string, we'll call it last name. And we can press Shift Alt down arrow. We'll duplicate the line and we'll call this first name. Now I just have to go back to startup.cs. I didn't have to make any references or add any projects to a file. I can say var u equals new user. And I can say u.firstname equals Chris. Just like we saw in our known JavaScript application, same great experience over here in managed code. Another cool thing is if I hold down the command key and I hover over different symbols, I get a little preview of to what it looks like in the definition. So if I hover over user, I can see the class that we created. I can click on this and we'll navigate directly to it. I can see the references to it have been updated. I can do another rename refactoring across files. So if we say rename symbol, we'll call it the user model. And then if I click on the reference, I can see that back over in startup.cs where I'm calling this. It's been renamed there, and I can navigate back to it. I can go over to my index.cshtml file and make a little change here that says that we were actually in this application. So we can say Visual Studio Code rocks. And now we want to run this app. And so one of the last things I want to show you about an ASP.NET vNext application is that we integrate into the command palette the commands that are present in the project file. So I can come in here and say DNX, which is the .NET cross-platform runtime, Kestrel, which is the local web server that I want to run, and this will run our application. So I'll hit return. We'll fire up an instance of the server. You can see that it started. In startup is the code that we wrote in the startup CS file. Now if we come over here and we browse to localhost 5000, we'll see our application Visual Studio Code rocks. So there you go, creating a Node JavaScript application and an ASP.NET V5 application in Visual Studio Code. To learn more about Visual Studio Code, please visit our website at code.visualstudio.com. There you can find a rich library of documentation covering everything from Node to ASP.NET to tasks and debugging. We regularly post product updates on our blog highlighting all the new features of a release. We love Stack Overflow, and the team regularly answers questions there. Just use the VS Code tag on your posts. Finally, we have the coolest Twitter handle, so follow us at Code and let us know what you think. Thanks.